I want to talk a little bit about localized disease, but one more question in terms of metastatic disease. Again, Monday morning quarterbacking, it's always interesting to compare what you might do and other people might do. We've talked about selection of therapy. What about in terms of supportive care of the patient with advanced pancreatic cancer? Any sort of clinical pearls or things that you've learned about taking care of these patients that, maybe would be useful to share?
The first thing that comes to mind for sure is a dietitian. The nutritional support that dietitians provide for pancreatic cancers is invaluable. And our dietitians really do a great job helping these patients learn how to manage the cachexia and the lack of appetite that comes from the cancer itself and then also from the chemotherapy. I know that they're a valuable resource and many centers don't have access, but if you have access to a nutritionist, a pancreatic cancer patient would really benefit from that. And there are even online strategies and support groups, and even like the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network does do some nutritional guidance as well. So even remote access to this support is valuable. I also think that pain control and a palliative care program is very valuable. This has not been proven in pancreatic cancer, but in lung cancer, we know that there's proof that implementing palliative care concurrently with initiating systemic therapy actually leads to an improved overall survival. I think patients are a little bit afraid when they hear us talk about palliative care. They think we're relegating them to hospice. And in fact, ironically, one of my things is I fight very hard against the cynicism that's out there for pancreatic cancer. And I hate it when patients do get relegated to hospice at first diagnosis. But I do also think that getting a palliative care team involved and helping with their supportive care can be very, very valuable. More and more, my experience in the places I've been to, I don't know if this is universal across the country, more and more hospice organizations are branching off part of their practice that actually allows patients to get a lot of the supportive care services that hospice provides, but without calling it end-of-life care, without forcing them to be off chemotherapy.
Yeah, I know. I think Philip was telling me they have a program, but they call it supportive care rather than palliative care. So I think maybe a lot of it is a little bit in the name. You mentioned pain as an issue. Again, any pearls, any things that you come up with at MD Anderson in terms of pain control?
I think we have a very aggressive pain management service. Of course, celiac blocks are important. They don't always work, but it's certainly worth a try for that patient that has pain. For the patients that don't benefit from a celiac plexus block, radiation therapy as a palliative measure, particularly short-course radiation, like with SBRT, stereotactic radiation, can often provide palliative benefit as well. And again, I think close management and different strategies to try and discern what the cause of the pain. There's a difference between the pain of a tumor sitting in the retroperitoneum and hurting the nerves versus the pain that the cancer is causing with the GI discomfort and the cramping and everything else because of the pancreatic enzyme insufficiency.